יש, יש, יש. יש לנו שיעור, אצלנו זה שיפור, ללמוד ולפתוח את הלב ואת המוח. שיעור שכולו שמחה, עם משחקים, תיאטרון ושירה. המורה שלנו מלמד אותנו מה זאת אהבה.
אז יש לנו שיעור בנושא,
we have a lesson on the topic of,
עכשיו יחד,
okay, now together say it. Can't hear.
יופי, לאן הם מוציאים אותו?
Excellent. So love,
לעולם העליון יותר, זאת אומרת דברים האלה הם טובים, כן? קנאת אהבה בכבוד יש בכל אחד או לא?
Hatred,
מה חושבים?
Do you guys think that these qualities are within everyone?
יש כזה? לא.
Yes? No.
אז קנאת אהבה וכבוד יש לכל אחד
ואחד.
לא צריכים להתבייש מזה. ובכלל משום דבר אדם לא צריך להתבייש.
These are things that you shouldn't.
הוא צריך רק להתבייש שעדיין לא תיקן את זה. לא מסתדר עם זה בצורה נכונה.
And no. That you can, you don't get along. You don't get along with these qualities. For example, Shlomo is cheap. So it's okay.
ואין את העצלן, אז גם זה טוב. כל דבר הוא יכול להיות טוב אם אנחנו משתמשים בו נכון.
Each thing can be good if we use it correctly. Okay, so who wrote a story? Who do you think wrote the best story? Who wrote one sheet? How about two pages? Wow, how about three pages? No, not three pages. And how about half a page? Okay. And a quarter of a page? No one. One line? No. I told you to write a story. A story, you have to have a beginning, what comes out of it, and an ending. So half a page? So who will we let speak first? You guys tell me. Shlomo? Is it a long story? Or maybe the girls should go first? No. No, they can go, I don't care. Ladies first. What about you girls? Do you want to go first or no? So we have to overcome this, no? So maybe we have to overcome this. So, girls, what do you say? Who wants to go first? You did? You did? Everyone's pointing at her. How many pages did you write? One page, but still, I see this is a whole scroll you wrote there. So, please, but if you need to cry, then cry. Put all your emotions in it, just like in a theater. Come out of your... come out of there and come over here. It's not good? Okay, fine. Okay. I wrote a story about ping pong. Okay. About how two balls were arguing? No. One time, me and a few of my friends wanted to play ping pong, and we turned the table, the kitchen table, into a table for ping pong. It was fun playing, and then I won over one of the boys. So that, and then I came to a level where whoever wins me will get to go against my mother, who is really good. So I tried to go against the boy who was against me, and I couldn't win. And then I was so tired and not happy that I didn't win. And I really, really wanted to be like him, because everyone respected him. And my mom said, wow, he is doing such a good job. And then actually my mom told me to write a story about this for the Friday lesson. So as you guys can hear, I wrote the story and I became better in ping pong. And I was happy in his victory. And I wish I could be happy in his victory. Okay, excellent. Okay, so what's good about this story? What do you guys think? Yes. That she said that she was jealous and it wasn't someone else. Excellent. So she went through this feeling of being so jealous, of wanting so much to be in his place and to win so that you can play against your mother, right? Yes. So first of all, this is a very, very good emotion because it says that jealousy helps us advance. And first of all, I have to feel this jealousy. Okay, what else? I think that it was good. Even if it wasn't a big, there wasn't a big prize there and it's not a real game, but she had the importance of the goal in the story. Even if it wasn't an important thing, but she still wanted to win, to reach the goal. Yes, that's excellent, but she just wanted to win, or maybe she had a goal on top of just winning. Yes, I had a goal as well because I was there as well. So you won? Yes, I won. So even though I won, I knew that she's just starting to learn this game. She didn't know all the rules and she didn't understand. I tried helping her, but she didn't see it because her ego overcame her, but eventually everything worked out. Okay, that's good. You learned what jealousy is. Okay, what about the boys? Can someone read from the boys? Who are you pointing to? Shlomo again? Why? What about him? Okay, he should read. The boy at the back. It's a story about two friends who are my friends, and then they had a fight. One time I had two friends, really good friends, who I played with at recesses, and then they had a fight and started hating each other. And then they kept on swearing at each other and fighting. And then I thought about how I can make them become friends again. And then I came up to one of them and I said, look at how good it was when you guys were friends and you had so much fun. Don't you want to be friends with the other friend? And he said, yes. And then I went up to the other friend and told him the same thing. And then they became friends thanks to this. So, but where is the hatred, the honor, where is it? It's not. It's hatred towards each other. Okay, but then you showed them what can be instead of these things? Yes. Okay, fine. So, who can do it? He can do it. You're pointing at him. Okay, so read it. In the beginning, I wasn't very, very good at ping pong, table tennis. Why are you guys talking about that again? But there is a boy here who is really, really good at ping pong. And then one time, well, all the time actually, I was jealous of him. And every time he played, I wanted him to lose. But it didn't happen. And I was mad. I always got mad. And the solution is, I think, that it's to be jealous of him and consider him as a great one and know that I want to be like him and ask him to teach me how to play. So the jealousy brought you to wanting to be like him, not just being jealous, because I can just say, no, I'm leaving. I don't want to see him or anything. Here, the jealousy was a means of learning something, not just being jealous. And then I become like him or even better than him. So hatred advances us a great deal. Girls, how about something special? Do you have something special for sure? Yes. This happened to me as well with two friends from here. One time, we were walking around outside and we were talking, and then suddenly they started talking between themselves. and they didn't talk to me at all, and I tried talking to them and they didn't respond at all. But so then I kept on walking, I didn't pay attention to them, and I waited for them to come up to me and ask for an apology. But the solution is that I shouldn't have been mad at them. I should have walked up to them, because our goal is to connect, to unite, and not to be alone. Okay, so what do we learn from this story? Can you tell us? I think that the most important thing is the goal. That the goal is more important than everything else. There are different states that we go through in the middle, attitude, love, hatred, all sorts of things. Everyone with their pride. We can't compromise. I understand it's hard, but if the goal is important, then we compromise over everything. And that's hard as well. But what if I can't give up on something? I can't compromise. What do I do? Sometimes this happens to me. I know I have to, but I can't. Did this ever happen to any of you? Do you guys have a story about what I just said? Do you? Okay, talk. What's happening with the sound? It was the same case that I talked about. I thought, why would I talk to them? They were the ones that did something wrong. Why do I have to say sorry? And then I saw that I was left on my own, and they were having fun together, so I understood that I have to connect to them. But what if I understand everything, but I still can't connect to them? What do I do? Girls, what do you guys do? Can you overcome this pride where I know that I have to overcome it, but I can't? But we don't always want to compromise. I know that as well, but what am I going to do? Sometimes in my school, we're divided into sort of camps. So in school, we start swearing. We almost come to hitting each other between the camps. Really? Girls fight? Wow, this never happened during my time. They fought, but they didn't fight physically. But then eventually we come to the conclusion that there's no point for us to fight, because eventually the principal will get involved and will kick us out of school. So we start working together. And what helps you guys in these situations usually? The goal that the teacher will give you a better grade. So then you have the strength of compromising. Wow, I wasn't like that. I was so jealous of others, and I couldn't give up on anything. Hit me, do whatever you want to me. I can't. That's it. I was just like a donkey who would stand and can't move. It was very, very hard for me. You're like that as well, right? Do you want to tell us about yourself? Pass the microphone. Tell us about yourself. Come on. It's something that happened to me. It happened to me about half a year ago. It was half a year ago. There was a fight between two friends, and it was so bad. It got to a point where one of them created an army of kids. What happened was that to have a fight with the other one, I brought my friend, and my friend brought another one and another one, and eventually the class was divided up into two, and they would fight after school, and they didn't care about anyone. They didn't care about the teacher or the principal, even if they would tell them that you know, they're friends again. No, they wouldn't be friends. And what do I do? I'm stuck in the middle. So what happened? What happened in the end? No, it's not over. They still call up each other during the summer holiday, and this is what they do. They swear at each other and everything. But they get pleasure out of it. They should make up. They can go to the beach together, to the pool together. But see, they can't see that they can earn something from peace. You know, from war, you always see that you can earn something from a war, but not from peace. Okay. Who's at the back who wants to speak? Put your hand up. It's not a story, but it's an answer to what you said. For example, what if you can't compromise? You have to think about what's more important for you. If my friends are more important for me, then I give up on certain things. But if I think that I'm more important, then I don't compromise, because it's my decision. That's true, but I remember that when I was a child, I couldn't give up. I couldn't compromise. I knew that I will get into trouble, but I just couldn't do anything with myself. I was ready to fight myself physically, but nothing would help. Do you have a story like that? Anyone? No, no one has a story like that. Yeah, you want to say something about what I said? You have a story as well. Okay, give him the microphone. I don't have a story. What did you prepare? I have an answer about compromise. In the beginning, when a person knows that he has to compromise, he doesn't. But eventually, he comes to a state where he has to compromise. Okay, that's fine. Okay, what about you? You already told your story, right? Yes. What about you? Connection to the lesson with Rav. One time I had a fight with a girl in my class because she always tells me what to do when there's no need in doing it. And all the time, we had fights over this, and I was always jealous of her because no matter what she did, everyone were her friends. So the solution to the hatred was that I had to see what are other children liking about her, and then to be like her. Okay, who can add? I have the same situation where there's a girl who gives herself compliments and so on, and there's this girl that we would always fight with. I have more friends than her because everyone hates her because she's annoying, and she just tries to take my friends away, or she just hits me just for no reason. She slaps me. And one time, I almost broke a wall because of her, and the principal caught me, and then I learned that, that's it, I can't do this anymore, I'm gonna get kicked out of school. So what are you gonna do if she just walks by and she just slaps you? What are you gonna do? I'm not gonna do anything. She keeps on doing it, but I don't respond because she sees, and then she sees that it doesn't annoy me anymore, so she stopped. Oh, there's a solution here as well, not to return the slap. Okay, someone else. I have something to add to what Gaia said. I had the same situation, but in the beginning you still want to respond, but then you understand that if you don't respond, then that person will not continue because they'll see that they won't earn anything. Excellent, because the person that does this wants a response. He wants to annoy you. And if I don't respond, he will find someone else. He will look for someone else who will respond to him. So the less we respond to these people, we cool them down by that. And then he gets mad. And actually, that affects him a lot more than responding. someone hits you, don't do anything back, and you'll see how annoying it is for them. It's really annoying. Okay, over there. Whoever said something, that's done. I have a story about what you said. Yes. I didn't really write it, but I remember it. It happened when I was in grade 2. I remember that there was a new student who joined the school. And in the beginning of the school year, everyone thought that he was a geek, so they came up to him and they slapped him. And then in grade 3, I thought to myself, okay, stop it. It's annoying when I see him suffering. And he wouldn't reply? No, because he was weak. He didn't reply. And then slowly I became his friend and I started protecting him. So what happened with the situation was that I'm one of the important friends in class, so I told everyone, why are you guys hitting him? It hurts him. Think about yourselves. Think about what you would do in this situation. And then the kids left him alone? Yes, excellent. So in this way, if we protect someone else, it's a really, really good thing because we see that we are given the opportunity to protect someone. And it's a really, really excellent action. Okay, the girl... We went on a trip with the class, and the girl that was sitting beside me asked me to sing. And there was another girl on the bus who heard me sing, and she said that I don't sing nicely, and she sings better. But then when I talked to my dad said that I was showing off, and I caused her jealousy. Okay, excellent. So what do we see here? What can we learn from the story? Not to sing in front of everyone, but to sing on your own or in front of someone who really wants to hear you. Because then other people start becoming jealous of you. Meaning that if I know that whatever I'm doing is not going to be taken in as something that's nice for others, then I shouldn't do it. Because why would I make others jealous? Or why would I cause others negative feelings? You shouldn't do that. That's not allowed. Although our pride always pushes us to show that we are the greatest, the best. Is that right, girls at the back? So what do we do? Tell us. How can we overcome this? For example, not to show yourself as being better than others. What do we do? Someone, tell us something.
No.
Come on. Give us an example of overcoming this or whatever. No, they're shy. Being shy is not good either. I have a similar story to Gaius. I have a friend in class who when the teacher gives us exercises, he would always interrupt me. And then when we had a fight, then we made up. And what happened is that he hit me, and then again we became friends. Hold on. So what? You became friends with him even though he fought you? So what? Did you just give up or did he stop? He stopped. Why did he stop? Because he saw that I want to be his friend. Okay.
No.
Yes. My story is about jealousy. Once a long time ago, when we just started the classes with the children, And there were only a few children who participated. And we had the rule that only the children that participated should sit in the front. And at that time, I wasn't participating, so I wasn't told to sit in the front. And I started being jealous. And then I told myself, I'm going to participate in the next lesson. And then I started participating. And not only me, other children started participating as well. And all this because of jealousy. And I wanted this, and I was successful. So this is a good example, because jealousy made her participate in all of these things, and she understood that she can use jealousy in a positive way, and she can reach very, very great things with it. Yes, yes, please. One time in our class, there was a girl who created groups and then used these groups to hurt girls. And one time when it was with me, she decided to use my friends against me. And in the beginning, they agreed, but then they understood that it was against their friend, so they disagreed. And this girl started making rules against the girls that didn't want to participate. She told them that everyone else can't play with them and talk to them and so on. So what did they do to her? I don't know. I switched schools. Oh, but there's no end to the story. So this is an example. Okay. I have a story similar to Judas that after transferring schools, there was also a boy who everyone would hit because he bucked them. And what? And then me and my friend protected him. And then all the others stopped hitting him. Okay, so you became his friend, and everyone stopped hitting him. Okay, excellent. And someone at the back. I have a story. It's something to do with me and my friend. So I have a friend. And this year, for some reason, everyone wants to be her friend. And I only had about two friends who would always play with me at recess. And I was jealous of her because I wanted to have lots of friends from school as well. So what did you do with this? So I started to become friends with her more and more. And then everyone who was friends with her started being my friend as well. So the jealousy here did something good as well here. Okay, what about at the back? Pass the microphone to the back. We had a situation in class where we had a group of popular girls in class. So there were girls who were only friends with certain girls, and then there were certain girls who were friends with everyone. And this year, we found out those popular girls left. And then everyone became friends with everyone. So now everyone started saying, now we found out that they might be back. And then we made a pact that even if they come back, we stay friends with everyone in the class. Okay. Yes, you're right. There aren't very good things about this. Well, I have a story that's similar to Israel's story. I had a friend in school, and I went on a walk with him, and then I had another friend, and I told this friend something bad about the other one, and then he told him. So he got mad, and there was so when we were walking, and then there was a pool there, and he said, oh, look, there's $10. And then he pushed me into the pool. And then after a few days, he saw me with another friend. And he didn't have friends because he wasn't so popular in school. So he saw that I have two shekels and I'm going to buy ice cream. And suddenly he came and said, do you want to be my friend? So that's it. Because he didn't have friends. So did you buy him ice cream? No. Because I knew that he's going to do something bad to me again. Because he didn't have friends and he had no one to play with, that's why he wanted to be friends with me. But maybe when he saw that he doesn't have any friends, and if you would become his friend, then you would continue being friends. But he has done this to me many times. But maybe now he understood that it's not good. Then I will try next time. So you're going to wait until he does something bad to you again? No, you have to give others the opportunity to connect with you. Maybe he doesn't understand that if he'll connect with you, he earned something from it. But from grade one, I keep on giving him opportunities for the past 2 years. I understand, but maybe you should still give him another chance. At the back. I have a story that's similar to Judah's story. We had a boy who was very weak, so everyone in my class bugged him and fought with him. And then me and my friend protected him. And then we told the entire class, why are you guys hitting him for no reason? And then they stopped. Excellent. So the force of the many comes and protects the weak ones, and everything works out. Yes. So we have questions from the internet, from Shaket from Givatayim. She's asking, if there is someone who I don't know comes and hits me, and I don't want to hit him back, then how do I protect myself? What do I do? No, this is not good. There has to be a technique for protection. Maybe there are teachers or parents or something like that. But it can't be that someone hits me or fights with me and I just leave it at that. Either I connect to someone who is stronger, who can protect me, and they don't bug me anymore. We see that this is what happens in our human society. If someone comes and hits me, then there is the police, there are friends, there is a society that can protect me, there are relatives. Then I can go to court against him. We always do this because anyone can burst like this. We see that the humanity created different systems for itself for these situations. That's number one. And the number two thing is that whatever happened, happened. And I come out of the situation with a plan. A plan of how I can actually connect to this person. And this can be through common friends that we have, and I can look for them. Or when I get the chance where I see that he needs something that I have, I will show him that it's worthwhile for him to connect to me. We have to play with the fact that a person is selfish and an egoist, and I have to show him that it's worthwhile to be friends with me. It says, buy yourself a friend. And I'm not ashamed of this, even if he's stronger or smarter or if he's more popular, like you guys said. I have to show him that it is worthwhile for him to be my friend as well. Through all sorts of opportunities. Or maybe I just put him on the aside and I just don't relate to him anymore. So each person has to show others, even if they're my friends already, I have to show them that it is worthwhile being my friends. And this is how we maintain our friendship, our connection more and more. At the back, you already participated. Quickly. I have a story. On the holiday of Purim, me and my friends prepared a theater act. And then one day when we were doing rehearsals, some of the girls who participated didn't come. And then we saw them in class doing homework. And because they didn't participate in the rehearsal, my friend took them out of the show. And then I saw that my friend takes over the whole thing. And then one of the girls in the class told Shira what I said, and my friend Shira thought that I swore at her and I said all these things that weren't nice. And then when she came back into the class, I told her that it's not right, and we always fight with her. Okay. I have a story. When I came to my new school in the middle of the year, it doesn't matter why, I became friends with one of my friends whose name was David, and we hung out a lot. And then one time the teacher told us that we have a research paper to do that we can do in couples. And then after a week I asked this kid from class, who is he doing this project with? And I understood that he's doing it with David. And then finally I understood that this boy that's doing the project with him used to be his friend. And now, because I'm friends with him, he has no time to be friends with him. So now I understand that his other friendship was important to him, and I can actually be inspired by trying to be friends with both of them. So first of all, what's interesting is, why did David leave his friend and started hanging out with you? Why did you leave him? That's not good if he was his friend. But here you acquire two friends if you become friends with both of them. Okay, very well. You. Once I had two very, very good friends, and we always played together in the afternoons. We would always visit each other's houses, but what was important is that we were always together, and nothing separated between us. Until one day, these two friends, their names are Yossi and Tom. Yossi went to Tom's house and they played together. And then Yossi saw that Tom has a game that he really, really likes. So he asked Tom to play in this game, and Tom didn't agree because it was an expensive game. And then Yossi started being jealous of Tom because he wanted to do anything so this game will get ruined. And then they separated and decided that they will never speak to each other. And then the next day I heard this in school and decided that I have to make them friends again, because I wanted to be like it was a long time ago. And I thought and thought about it, and then I came up to Yossi and I told him, remember how good it was a long time ago for us? And then he thought and thought and said that he wants to play the way we used to a long time ago. And Tom said that as well. And then we became friends again. So who did the first step out of them two? You don't remember? It was Yossi. And Tom remembered, or maybe, yes, he did. He agreed. Okay, girls, the older girls, they don't want to tell us anything. We have a question from Lena from St. Petersburg. She says, when I see another girl who has pretty clothes, then I start being jealous of her and I ask my mom to buy me, and she does, but I'm still not so happy about it, with it. So she's asking why. Oh, so her jealousy doesn't go away because she didn't have them first. All those girls spoke already. Boys who still didn't speak. And back. Quickly. We don't have time. when we were in grade one, there was a boy in our class, and his name was Yossi as well. And he was the geek of the class. Suddenly, all the kids decided he is the geek. And this is how it was in grade one. And no one liked him. And this is how it was. I didn't really like him, but I didn't hate him either. So did someone protect him? In grade 2, someone else, another boy came, and we saw that he is even more of a geek than the first one. And then the first boy started taking it out on the second boy, and he became a super geek. Wow, see, this is not good. And actually, me and Yuda protected that super geek. Wow, this is actually a very sad story. Bauch. I have a story with jealousy as well. It starts like this. I moved to Petah Tikva this year, and I had to switch schools as well. And in the new school, in my new class, and in general, and during all hours, it wasn't working out for me socially. So I was depressed for the first half a year because I didn't have any friends from my class, although in my previous school I had lots of friends. And in the second half of the year, suddenly I understood that my real friends are beside me. And there was one boy in class who was, he was like the king of the class, and I was jealous of him. And then I understood that I have nothing to be jealous of him for. And then I understood that the friends who are going towards the same goal as me are with me. And then I left this jealousy. I wasn't jealous anymore. So you didn't care about the children in your class anymore? They were just like, oh, who's greater, who's smaller? I don't care, because you found a different environment. Yes, that's the best thing to do. Sometimes, instead of looking, searching, and putting efforts into this, not the best thing is to do this. If you participate already, that's it. Put your hands down. Whoever did not participate yet. Quickly. Because she accepted it, she doesn't want it anymore. Okay, now the computer. We have a drawing from Sergei from Moscow. Let's see it. Oh, wow. Excellent. Okay, who else? I have a story. Being jealous of my sister. Once, everyone treated better. Everyone treated my sister better and respected her better. And then I understood that if I don't improve myself, I will continue being jealous of her. And then I started helping my mother and so on. And then people started buying me things as well. I don't understand where the jealousy is. Okay. So we have a minute and a half. We have to decide what are we going to study next time. What do you guys... shame? Shame or the Congress, the Children's Congress? Wait, be quiet. And then we have this evening of unity, the Children's Congress, is that right? So you have to tell me next time, what are you preparing for for this evening of unity. Let's hear and let's talk about this. It's very important. I got all confused. So again, so what we're preparing, that's about unity for all the children that are going to come to this event place. What are we going to do? It's a huge place. How are we going to accept and how are we going to approach people? What if I have to tell them something? How do I respect them? How do I take them and show them where the cakes, where the drinks? We have to be the hosts, right? So how each and every one prepares himself to be the host, okay? And this is for everyone. And now, song.
אצלנו זה שיפור, ללמוד ולפתוח את הלב ואת המוח.